But let's talk about the progression of how it went from gold coins to where it is today. So we had a large power of people, that the Rothschild family, that slowly started creating centralized banks in countries, in European countries, and slowly started funding wars. Well, when there's a war, guess who's here to provide you with money? The Rothschilds. They provide both sides with enough money in order for them to fight in the war. And then we get all the way up to the 1900s, which is when the creature from Jekyll Island was born. And that is a meeting between the Rothschilds and Rockefeller, Carnegie, and J.P. Morgan, the largest powers in the United States, to try and create a central bank in the United States at Jekyll Island, which is off the coast of Georgia. None of them could be seen getting there with the others. They had to all go independently. And even before that, Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton and many other presidents and people of the United States hated the idea of a central bank in the U.S. They did not want to be controlled in the United States by a central bank. They didn't want the people to be felt like they were getting screwed. And so they always refuted the idea of creating a central bank. And that had been happening for hundreds of years until the early 1900s, when this conversation happened, and they figured out a way to implement a central bank through manipulation of legislation. And then now this amendment of the Federal Reserve System has been amended 100 times since its inception 100 years ago. And the 100 amends are crazy amends. Now the Federal Reserve System can take on foreign debt. It can also take on corporate debt. And in a way for you guys to, let's try and visualize it for you, the U.S. Mint prints money. The Federal Reserve is where the U.S. Mint to print money. The Federal Reserve loans the money that it prints to the United States government. The United States government loans it to the banks. The banks loan it to the people. So it's a progression with each step has interest. So when the government asks the Federal Reserve for money, the Federal Reserve has no money. What they do is they write a $1 billion check. The U.S. Mint prints the $1 billion, and they add that $1 billion to the, it's called quantitative easing, into the pot of money. And our dollars that are already in the pot decrease in value ever so slightly. Meanwhile, the prices of everything continue increasing. And that's inflation. And we are the ones that deal with inflation, whereas if the government fails to pay back the Federal Reserve for the loan that it gave, that also comes out of the taxpayer dollars. That comes out of our pockets. It's a system that's made for, not for the people, but it's made for the people that own the process. And if the banks fail on their loans that they've taken from the government bails out the banks. If we fail in our loans that we take from banks, guess what? We've signed off our houses or our cars or whatever actual physical assets on these loans that we take out in order for them to come and take our assets from us. So again, we take the butt of all of this process in order for there to exist a system of money.